Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod. This is episode 24. We're back the following week. We're being consistent again. And I'm Isaiah. I'm here with Kyle. And we're going to start with the first segment of the day like we always do. And what's in the cup? In my cup is scotch. I got still the Johnnie Walker Black Label that I bought last week to celebrate. It's about halfway gone. And it'll probably be all gone by next week. So then I'll have to get a new drink. Whoa. Why? He's drinking tequila?
We had to switch it up. Restocked a little bit. And it's pretty good. I ain't gonna lie.
Is it now? Okay, okay.
Ever since I lived up here, my Spanish has gone down.
Tres agaves.
There you go. Nice and smooth. Only 40 bucks. And I almost, almost ashed in my cup. Yeah, man, two shots in that.
I need a nice ashtray, man.
You should.
I need one. That Ben just like dumping it on the concrete.
Oh my god, you're ghetto.
Bro, of course I am, bro.
I'm trying to look for my... I guess I left my tray outside, but on it, it says... life is pain or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, speaking the truth, life can be pain. Pain is called life.
It is. It is. Can't get life experience without life lessons, right? So I want to talk about first a sport that we never talk about. We probably mentioned it a couple times out of this pod.
It wouldn't bite me, though, because I had no idea. All I know is that you hit the ball far.
So this past weekend was the Masters, right? The biggest golf tournament out of the four, in my opinion. And Rory McIlroy won the Masters this time around. The Masters is where you go, and if you win, you get the green jacket, right? The green jacket's the most famous thing about it. And this was his 17th time at the Masters.
So it was the Super Bowl of golfing.
Practically, there is four big tournaments, but the Masters is the one that's most well known. It's usually played at Augusta National.
So, could I like sign up to play?
No, you need your pro card.
So, how do I get my pro card?
You start small in the tournaments, and then you'll get invited to like a minor or like an amateur tournament, and you have to place certain placement in those tournaments, and then you could get your pro card. Then that allows you to go to the bigger tournaments.
Okay, so you play golf way more than me, and me is zero. So even if you played once, you played more than me. So do you? How is the scoring go? Like I don't know what a birdie is, what a eagle, a par four, whatever the fuck. Like teach me like I'm in fucking first grade.
Sure. Okay. So each round of golf is 18 holes, right? And the whole 18 holes, par is a score of zero or even, right? The goal is to try to get lower than 72. What 72 is how many shots you take throughout the whole 18 holes, right? So let's say the first hole is a par four. What that means is that if I shoot a four, if it takes me four shots to get it from the tee to the hole, then I got zero, right? Even. If it took me three shots, that's one under par, that's birdie, so that's minus one. If I get it in two instead of four, it's an eagle. Vice versa, plus one is bogey, two double bogey, three triple bogey, right? That's the pluses. So the goal is try to get the lowest amount of shots in a round of 18. That's the goal.
So basically, you want to get a hole in one each time.
Yeah, that's the goal. If you get a hole in one each time, you shot an 18, right?
Has anyone ever shot an 18?
Never, never.
And if they did, you mean you can't call them cheating? I mean, that's like, you know.
So there's a thing called a par five, and the reason why it's a par is par three, par four, par five. Par five. Some par fives are almost 600 yards, right? The longest drive ever recorded without wind help is like 480 ever. Right now there's a different category. You got your pro golfers, then you got your long drive pros that only do to drive the ball the farthest, and then your pros get it like 300 plus yards, whatever. Right, so the Masters is the collective score of three or four rounds of golf, right? So let's say I shot a 70, right? So I'm a minus two first round. Then I shot a 69 second round. Now I'm at minus three plus minus two, so that's minus five. So whoever has the best score, commutative of the three rounds, wins, right? So
I just learned golf.
Yeah, yeah. And then once you play it first, because I was a hater of golf early on. I was didn't like it. Thought I was boring to understand. Once you start playing, I was like, oh my gosh, this is kind of like
baseball in a way. You get, like in baseball, you get three strikes, you're out. In golf, you get four shots, apparently.
You get three, four, or five. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. And then seeing a hole one is like seeing a walk-off grand slam. Those are the type of feelings that you see.
See. I've been entertaining the idea in my mind that I need to get out and just try, especially since you know where I work, a lot of them play golf, and you know the one thing they say about, you know, with our careers especially, all the deals are done on them golf courses.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, shit, I'm trying to follow the money, and it's like I don't know a damn thing about golf.
Let me tell you about private firm golf or company golf. All you need to know is how to talk and how to drink. You don't need to be good at golf whatsoever.
Ditto on the drinking.
As long as you hit the ball, no matter where it goes, you're having a good time.
Because you're talking about whatever the fuck you're talking about.
Exactly.
So, then y'all gonna talk shit about who sucks more. So
yeah, exactly.
You're gonna bond more.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. So that was a quick lesson about golf and scoring, right? Golf scoring. It's really fun. Once you actually go and play and just be outside driving a golf cart, drink a little, hit a few balls out in the sun, it's really enjoyable.
It's literally the only sport you could play while plastered.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's the only sport where you can literally go by yourself and still have fun, you know? That's it. But the reason why we bring it up is because of the Masters, Rory McIlroy, don't get this wrong, he's Irish, I think.
I think he's English, England, nah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, he's Northern Irish. Okay, good. So Rory McIlroy,
I guess I started the war
overseas. He completed the career Grand Slam. Now, what the career Grand Slam is, there's four major tournaments that I mentioned: the Masters, the PGA Championship, the US Open, and the Open Championship, which is in British, which is the British Open. He has won all four tournaments in his career, and he is the sixth player to ever have done that. The previous golfer to do that was in 2000 by Tiger Woods.
Now, I got something to say about that. It's probably going to sound like I'm a hater or whatever, but...
Sure.
Just honest question, though. So, we're calling it the Grand Slam, you know, because they won it throughout their career. But in reality, if you're going to call it a Grand Slam, shouldn't they win all the tournaments in 1 year?
So, that's what a Grand Slam is.
Yes.
Why we call this one a career Grand Slam.
Okay.
Yeah. So, a Grand Slam has happened before, one time ever, by someone in the 1930.
So, Tiger never even did it in 1 year?
No.
Wow.
No, Tiger's elite run from 97 to 2000. No Jack Nicklaus, too. He also has a career Grand Slam, but there's only one person ever that has done the Grand Slam, which is all four tournaments in one season.
Who was that?
That was back in 1930. I mean, black and white, you know.
Back when we couldn't play.
Exactly. We were just caddies. His name was Bobby Jones.
Not even.
It worked. The only golfer to win all four major championships in a single calendar year.
Oh, what's his name again?
Bobby Jones.
You sure he wasn't? That's a...
I don't know. Let me see. He did it in 1930.
That's a only black, guy to that's ever a black man.
Sounds like it. Let me see his picture. Nah, this man ain't black, man. I'll tell you right now.
Damn.
This man has his hair parted in the middle.
Okay, we get it.
This man, he's got... Look, I know you... Maybe I'll show this in a pod. Look at this. This ain't no minority. Look at this. You know what I'm talking about? Golly.
Damn. Yeah, that was definitely in the 30s.
It did. Once I was barbecuing outside during the last few rounds. So McIlroy led the final round before the final round started by like 4. Then someone came back and tied him at the very end to go into a playoff. So if there's a tie at the last round, it goes into a playoff. What that playoff is, you play the hole over again until someone wins it. If it's a tie, you play again. Tie, play again.
Now I see why they'd be crashing out. Because like if I had a big lead and then I started missing towards the end and then they catch up, like getting it in like one or two shots, like, you know, that, that now I see why they'd be crashing out. That's justified.
Yeah, so then on the 18th hole, the guy, Justin Rose, I think is his name, was the one that was tied with him. He had an awesome term. It came out of nowhere. He's like a 40-plus-year-old.
Who's that golfer from UT?
Jordan Spieth.
Okay. Is he any good? I hear his name.
He was elite for a good chunk. He was really good. I think he tied like in the 10s in this Masters, or like in the teens, which is still good, right? But yeah, so it went into a playoff. Justin Rose made it in par, right, in 4. Then McIlroy had like a 5-foot putt to make it in 3, a birdie to win. And when I'm telling you, there was silence out of tens of thousands of people, man, just watching this putt.
See, I'm an asshole. I would have been like...
Yeah, so, you know... Golf is like one of the most formal sports ever, right? Augusta is one of the the Masters is one of the most strictest, like, tournaments ever.
Okay, as I be just straight up honest. Knowing if I'm just like being my loose self, would they kick me out?
They've given people lifetime bans because of it.
Damn, it's like that? Shit. Yeah.
But one thing I respect about Augusta, one of the rules is they never changed their concession prices since the beginning of the Masters.
Oh, so they're like the Costco of golf, then.
You could buy a hot dog for $1.50, a soda for a buck.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up.
That's one thing they've never changed, right?
Something else I bet they never changed over there, man. It is in rural Georgia, I'm just saying.
Yeah. But yeah, so Rory McIlroy completed the career Grand Slam, only the 6th golfer to ever do it. He fell to his knees, very emotional about it. There was a loud roar over the audience, and it's a prestigious group. Just seeing people get this green jacket, I know it's like might seem dumb or stuff, but once you actually see like the lineup, it's pretty cool.
I mean, can't call it dumb. I mean, people think, you know, us crashing into each other at 100 miles an hour for a hunk of metal that's really only celebrated by 32 billionaires is, you know, they probably think that's dumb. But
yeah. Now, the most wins for the Masters is Jack Nicklaus has 6, Tiger Woods has 5. But, I mean, Tiger got his 5 from 1997 to 2019, right? 22 years. Right, 22 chances at Masters, he only won 5. This is just how hard it is to actually, you know, win one. But he was so good that he won 5. Right. So, but anyway, that's it on golf. I don't want to spend any more time on that.
Well, you know what? I learned more about golf in the last 10 minutes than I have in my first 31 years of life. So,
yeah. Yeah, hey, once you go to the driving range, just start hitting balls. Like, oh, hey man, this might actually be something. That's how mine went.
Nah, I don't have time for, you know, litigation because I didn't took out someone's windshield.
But yeah, but I kind of want to move on to NFL talk. Not really draft yet. We'll do a mock draft for next week's episode. We'll probably put that one out early.
Yeah, and I'm curious about this guy from Ohio State that apparently had played over 2,000 snaps and only gave up 3 holding penalties. We got to look into that dude.
Ohio State? You talk about Josh Simmons or Donovan Jackson?
One of them.
Or it's maybe the guard.
One of them. Because that shit is crazy. Because I'm like, how the hell?
I was. You remember we talked about Will Campbell a little bit? The tackle for LSU. We were talking about how he had short arms.
Yeah.
I was looking at his stats. He started left tackle since he was a freshman in the SEC, right? He played over 2,000 snaps, only allowed 4 sacks in the SEC.
That's crazy.
That is stupid. And now people are trying to dock him for his arm length. I hope the Patriots draft him. But anyway, but the thing I wanted to discuss was about Skip Bayless, one of the best,
most characteristic
persons in the sports media world right now, right? Him, Stephen A., Shannon Sharp. You cannot talk about, you know, crazy stupid takes or crazy opinions without naming one of those three, right? But there's this YouTube called Jubilee. And what Jubilee does, they basically take one professional person in this field against 20 people that oppose or are opposed against this person's opinions or field, right? So that's what Jubilee did with Skip Bayless. I listened to it while I was at work, and we all know Skip is a Brady lover, right? He's not hiding that.
He's on his knees for Brady.
He probably will. One of his arguments, right, how it works is Skip Bayless says something, says a statement, and then the timer starts, and then someone runs up to the chair, and they debate over it, right? But one of the ones he said, and I'll read this quote for quote, Bill Belichick is overrated. The Patriots dynasty was 80% Tom Brady. Right. Now, being a Patriots fan, being a Brady fan, I agree with the majority of this quote. The word overrated to describe Bill Belichick, I could understand why, but when the fans were debating or arguing with Skip, I don't think they were proving great points. So, obviously, if you don't know, Bill Belichick, as a head coach, before and after Tom Brady, awful, right? His stint with the Browns, losing record, like 40-60, right? His stint with the Patriots after Brady, losing record. Did make one playoff run, or let me rephrase that. He did make 2 playoff runs without Brady. No, they didn't go to playoffs with Matt Castle, even though they were 11-5.
No, they did not. I was going to correct
crazy year for, in AFC.
Yeah. Who won the division that year? Pop quiz.
The Jets.
Nope.
The Dolphins.
Yep. That was the Wildcat year. No, that wasn't. Yes, it was. That was the Wildcat season.
Was it? Okay. It was that 2010 season, whatever. And then they made it to playoffs with Mac Jones, but lost in the first round.
Won another Pop quiz?
What's up?
Which team was it against when Brady tore his knee that season?
Let me try to think back in my memory bank and try to see the colors. Brady was home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the AFC rival. If it was, then it was the Jets.
Well, that definitely was a rival later in Brady's career.
Oh, dude. This is a good question. I'm asked one question. Was it AFC or NFC? It was AFC, right?
AFC.
Man, oh man. Gosh.
You ought to be tired. Of, Chargers. Nope. You ought to be tired of hearing about them. That's your hint.
It was the Chiefs?
Yep.
Damn.
I think it was Tamba Ali who sacked him.
Oh man, I used to love Tamba Ali.
I did too.
I used to love him. Him and Justin Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Anyway, so, this is 2 years. Yeah. Anyways, I was just throwing those at you. You know how we do.
That was good. Yeah, exactly. You gotta test each other's knowledge on the spot. But the fans' arguments to this was that Bill Belichick was a great defensive coordinator with the Giants prior to his head coaching gig with the Browns. And yes, okay, you had the greatest defensive player of all time, which with Lawrence Taylor, right? Not saying a one-man edge decides a season, which sometimes he does. Lawrence Taylor was a game-deciding factor in some games. But I believe they said, and these fans were very knowledgeable regarding stats. I'm pretty sure they knew what the topics were going to be and did their research. Also, Brady, every time Brady's won a Super Bowl, he's usually had a top 10 defense, which is needed. However, the defense didn't always come in and save him, right? You let the Eagles put up 41 points in the Super Bowl, and somehow you have a top 10 defense, but they put up 41 points. Brady broke Super Bowl records during that and still lost, right? You let Eli Manning come back and put up points against you as a wild card team, right?
Yeah, but that was a good ass Giants defense, so both times. Oh,
great pass rush. Brady still did what he could do, but we know how
I think those games against the Giants were his lowest scoring Super Bowls.
One of them was, I mean, the lowest scoring one was against the Rams. 10-3, right?
I don't even remember that one because I completely boycotted that year because I was pissed after that in LA. LA, New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, that was the year of pass interference,
right? I did not watch that Super Bowl at all. I boycotted the fuck out of it. I was so pissed.
Oh, that was that year. So, yeah, so the argument is that Bill Belichick is a great defensive coordinator. Which he is, right? That's what happens when you only draft defensive players for the Patriots, right? He drafted two Hall of Fame offensive players in his 22 years with the Patriots, or 23 years, right? But then, you know, he drafted, let's just say, right, Ty Law, right? Hall of Famer. Vince Wilfork might be a Hall of Famer. Woody McGinnis, who holds the most sacks in playoffs, you know.
It's funny, we kind of had this argument the other day.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, our argument was that how many Hall of Famers did Brady play with on the offensive side, right?
Or like the ones that actually contributed more to Brady winning, more so than like Brady doing it himself, because I think I made a comment saying that Mike Evans was like the best receiver that he's ever played with.
Yeah, and I agree with that, right? So what Kyle is saying is like Mike Evans is someone that didn't need Brady to be great, right? Compared to guys like Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola, right?
Edelman,
Wes Walker, Edelman, right? Guys like that. Where Mike Evans, he was already a Hall of Famer without Brady. That's 100%, right? Arguably, Randy Moss. You know, if was a Hall of Famer without Brady. He did have that record-breaking season of 21 receiving touchdowns, and Brady had the 50 passing touchdowns. But one thing that kind of like ticked me off a bit is that this person said when he went to Tampa that Jameis Winston could have won a Super Bowl with that team.
No, because Jameis Winston had like, that team.
Exactly. And it's like that fucking, I was like, what are you talking? And some of these people that went to go argue with him, Skip, stayed calm and composed because this is what he does for a living, right? Some of these fans look like they want to jump out the chair and like jump on him.
It's almost like Skip like feeds off of it, like, you know, exactly. It's like it empowers him, the rage of the people raging out at him because he done said some more stupid shit where he's done said this for so many years where I've completely tuned him out. And yeah, I forget that him, he's
Stephen A. They're out.
Stephen A. Are you ready for Stephen A. to be president?
Oh my gosh, dude. he's the Kanye of ESPN.
Hey, you know what though? Can you imagine the both of them in a debate?
Hard. Who? Stephen A. and Skip?
No, Stephen A. and Trump. Dude, I would I would actually set an alarm to make sure I don't miss that shit.
I would buy pizza for that shit. I would hold the first host the debate.
And you know what's sad? That's not what a debate is supposed to be.
No, it's going from politics to entertainment real quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then, and then a Patriots fan went up to argue this point, right, about, you know, Belichick overrated, Brady's 8% of the dynasty. He said that when he went to Tampa Bay, that he had to bring Gronk because he can't do it without Gronk. And this is a Patriots fan.
He won three before Gronk!
Exactly. The 28-3 game, Gronk wasn't there. That was Martellus Bennett.
Four before Gronk!
Gronk was hurt. Gronk already has, he has four, but he only played in three out of the seven. It's like, that's why I was like watching these people, and it's like,
how old are these people?
They're like our age. Like our age.
That's why. Or older. I don't even know why I'm tripping there.
There was a couple there that were like younger than us, probably like early 20s, right? But majority were our age. And it's like, dude,
you can't argue with a generation that ain't never read out of a textbook.
Exactly, bro. And it's like, it's just wild. Now,
that is wild.
Like, none of these people were making good arguments. And then this lady went up, and she's an Eagles fan. And she's like, I've been watching since Randall Cunningham, right? So she kind of showed her age a little bit. And she said, you know,
so like 50s?
She didn't look 50s, but I mean, you know, that's usually how it goes. But she's like, Bill Belichick's defense, like, made me cry. Like, made me have nightmares.
Oh yeah, so she remembered them. She remembered them late '80 Giants teams.
So. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, yeah, but it's like that was. I mean, you don't remember the Giants for Belichick. You remember them for Lawrence Taylor and Bill Parcells, right? That's who you read.
The late '80s defense was defense dominated by two men, Bill Belichick. Yes. And Buddy Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Those, of course, you can't, if you play that kind of defense today, you're facing capital murder charges. But, you're not going to see, that kind of play, coaching style anymore. Ever.
No.
Ever. Everything has an error. And that was that era then. We're in this era now. And that's just what it is.
And what I think about this Jubilee video is that people were just going up there just to get their 15 seconds of fame.
That's all it was.
Because some of these arguments were like, dude, what are you talking about? One argument I did disagree with Skip was that Patrick Mahomes is dramatically overrated.
Not dramatically.
No.
Not even overrated.
Yeah, exactly. I want to call he's a great quarterback. You know? That's cool without a doubt.
Okay, so it's good to know Skip is doing what he does still. I mean, even exactly. though Noah hasn't really heard from him since he got phased out of FS1. Especially after when yes. Shannon left.
And then just to talk about the other two topics they talked about, Michael Jordan is the GOAT and laughably better than LeBron James. And then...
I would say he's a GOAT, but I'm not going to say he's laughably better.
No, agreed. And then the last one, or the first one, was Magic Johnson is the greatest Laker of all time. I got Kareem. And then Kobe, honestly.
Really? Honestly, though, that's not like a hot take. That's a depends on who you're talking to.
That depends on what era
you're watching. Because, like,
you get Kareem early on.
Yeah, I mean, and you're going to have some super old cast that's going to probably even say Jerry West, just for the fuck of it.
Yeah. Have you seen the logo? Do you know who the logo is?
Like, so it's...
That boy was cooking whites while being white.
It really depends on who you ask.
It does, yeah.
Which tells you how great the Lakers have been for so long that there's so many.
It's going to be
generations,
a century.
Like, so.
That's why them and the Celtics have always been good with their rivalry, but they don't really show it nowadays too much.
Hey, the Celtics are still. I mean, they're both still winning. I mean,
they are. No, yeah. You're right. So. But we'll use that to segue to nowadays NBA.
I'll tell you who's not winning after having a glorious history, or a brief glorious history. The Bulls have not done fucking shit since Jordan. Had a brief.
Oh my gosh! Revival. They're actually down 20.
So
they're down 20.
A brief revival with Derrick Rose. And
yes,
someone decided to play voodoo on him. God. I don't know who he pissed off in his life, but whatever seance or prayer that they said, it worked. And after that was it. So, like, it, you know, they couldn't even try to put out the effort to show that we're going to continue to compete after the history that they had with those 90s teams. And I don't think that's really not even talked about enough. Like, why haven't they done shit?
Yeah, since the fucking 90s.
I mean, it's like, you could, what other team you can say, you can argue about that had glory days that's honestly not doing fucking shit? Like,
the Pistons.
Do you count that 04 title, though? I mean, they won in this century. That's true.
The Trailblazers.
It's pretty much been an afterthought my entire existence.
That's why. I'm trying to see. Lakers are still good. Celtics are still good. Bucks are back.
But, yeah, them winning, you know, that officially brought
I mean,
back.
It, the Spurs dynasty has been over for a while. I know it's not... It's still kind of fresh-ish, right?
It's fresh in my life. It's fresh in my life. Yeah. I still...
It's in the middle of your life.
You've seen the dice core, in your whole life. That's the core of my basketball memories growing up.
Speaking of that, did you see the video of Robinson? A fan came up to him with a jersey.
And he denied him?
To sign it.
Yeah.
And he said no. And the fan threw the jersey on the ground and just left.
Crashed out. Yeah.
Dude, what?
I didn't see the whole video, so I don't know, like, the full context. I just know, like, he denied, you know, signing it, and then something
happened.
Yeah, he
said
no. Yeah.
And he threw the jersey on the ground. It's like, dude, I have no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that man was going to sell that jersey immediately after. It would be an eBay listing of that shit up.
It's no more about for the love of the fan. It's just knowing that everything is about a dollar chase. So he's just like,
like when Wemby gave away one of his only game worn jerseys to a kid, and it went up for sale. It's like, come on. I'm pretty sure that was everything. The dad's doing, right?
Yeah, of course. But it's like everything got to go for sale. Everything got to go viral. There's no more. There's no more like keepsakes when it comes to like sports. I was literally just saying this. I just said this to my mom. I was talking to her because I was saying how I bought tickets for my dad to go to the Twins game today. Well, I didn't buy.
I saw that on our sports page.
I didn't buy. I worked for them, and they came free. So whatever. Still the same.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was saying how I was explaining how to transfer the ticket, and I was like, long gone are the days where, you know, you had the paper ticket. And it's just, mm-hmm. like, you remember, mm-hmm. I remember when I first started going to Astro games, like, I used to always keep the tickets. Like, and I, yeah. of course, it's been years and moving all over the place. Of course, some things are gone. But one of those tickets was the game we was at when they clinched the 05 wild card. Another awesome. Ticket I had was when I saw them play the Marlins, and the pitching matchup was Clemens versus Josh Beckett. And it was like, I know it was like a 2-1 ball game as advertised. Trying to remember, I know I had like a lot of Cardinals tickets because I went to a lot of Astro Cardinal games. And it's just, mm-hmm. like, this whole generation ain't going to experience that. Like, you know, holding mm-hmm. that physical memory, like, everything got to be on the phone or whatever. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, there was just something about that. And I'm just glad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just glad we're old enough to have experienced, like, the last of it before it went away forever.
Yeah. I mean, some of those tickets, you know, of famous games or playoff games are sold, you know. Like, still to this day.
Yeah, they are.
You know, passed around as memorabilia. But yeah, as of, we're recording this on Wednesday, the two play-in tournament games were yesterday. Magic whooped the Hawks to then play the Celtics.
Trey quit. Thursday. He wants out.
Huh?
Trey quit. He wants out.
Yeah.
He wants out he's so done. Bad.
Man dropped 28.
And he walked off the court.
And Warriors beat the Grizzlies.
Man, to advance. Why we gotta get the Warriors again?
I'll tell you why. Jimmy buckets.
Man, but you know what? I ain't about to be a little bitch. Bring them on, shit, man. The Warriors they done sent me and the Rockets home crying. Probably just me. After they went 0-27, that fucking game 7, I still to this day say that if not for that, they beat them in 2018. Everything was so upset. For
that, he's pouring another drink right now.
I literally said I did not want to fucking see Draymond in the playoffs. I'm tired of his ass. Sometimes I just want to like fucking jump into the court and just swing at him. I don't give a fuck.
Kyle's going in for a second pour of the tequila right now.
The last fucking team I wanted to see was the fucking Warriors, man. Because at any point in time, Steph can just drop 50 on you.
Oh, and then, you know who's the best playoff player right now of this era? When he gets in? Jimmy Butler. And that man is in.
And let's just go ahead and fucking pair him with Steph Curry.
You remember what he did in that Mickey Mouse bubble?
Basically, he plays the entire game in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. He was like Josh Hart. Josh Hart is like Jimmy. Let me say that. Because Josh Hart plays 48 minutes.
Oh, man. And Memphis could have won.
Yeah. They had a chance. They had an opportunity. You know? Hey, real quick.
What?
If you don't mind, I want to pivot to NIL stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to rant about that shit. I knew that this was going to happen. I mean, like...
Nick Saban was right.
I mean, like, look, man. It's not that I'm not about, you know, players getting their money for the universities making billions off their backs. But, sure. like, there's no teachings of maturity with this shit. Like, is basically every kid, because social media has every freaking kid thinking that they are a brand. You're not a brand. You're just a guy. I'm sorry to break it to you. Like, you're just a guy. You're just a guy with a social media platform, like everyone else. And the shit done got to their head now where I just keep thinking about, like, the kids that's, like, studying science and shit that you're going to need to study your brain because you done took too many fucking hits, but you're over here walking around like fucking hotshot on campus. And I'm specifically talking about that dude from Tennessee.
Nico, I think his name.
Whatever the fuck. and then what about that kid from UNLV that quit mid-season, and then they still ended up winning 10 games with whoever came up after him that wasn't asking for the same for crazy amount of money in NIL? I knew this shit was going to happen. It wasn't about the kids getting paid for what they do on campus. It's these big-headed ass kids that think that they're better than everyone else on the team, on campus.
Mm-hmm.
You're 18, 19 years old. You haven't proven shit to be asking for $3, $4, $5 million from a fucking university, a public fucking institution.
Talk to them. So, just for context, Nico, the starting quarterback, 20-year-old, already agreed on a $4 million NIL a year deal, right, with Tennessee. Already making $4 million at 20 years old. He wanted $8 million for next year. He saw what Carson Beck was getting in Miami, the $4 million, $5 million, whatever. He wanted more. And what he did, he held out. He didn't go to practice. He didn't go to team meetings. What the head coach say? You're done. You could get replaced way faster in college than you can in the NFL. There's some hungry redshirt freshman waiting
behind,
for his chance.
Whoever was behind him in a depth chart, they replaced him and they pissed off right now. Tennessee is about to go undefeated. Just because.
Tennessee's about to win the SEC.
Who the fuck does he think he is?
No clue, dude. No clue. And then I read reports that, you know, the dad was a driving factor. But, like, come on, this guy's an adult. Yeah, he's only 20, but he's an adult, right?
Nah.
Then I heard that his party is not confident that he'll do well in the NFL, so they want to try to get on the money now.
That's another thing I wanted to say. What the hell is it with these 18 and 19-year-olds on campus, on fucking college, with a camp? This shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. They're bringing a posse along.
Dude, bro, I don't know, man. I'm perfectly okay with being get off my lawn guy. I don't give a fuck. This shit is stupid to me. It's fucking stupid. You're 18 years old. You're unproven. Go to fucking school.
Go to class. Go study. Dude, Are we going to see a salary cap for NIL deals soon? Oh, man. Imagine you're like the retro freshman QB, and, you know, the main reason why I'm all
for NIL is because I think of players like us that have to scrap our way through to get to make it on a team. Like, you know, the way I did, you know, the 1 year I was on a roster. And but you, all the time that you're spending with that, you can't work, you can't do anything. So those players, they need some money in their pockets, and you can't.
Sure,
and
agreed.
At that point, but not some big headed ass, arrogant ass, unproven ass kid who is holding a university hostage because he thinks he's better than everyone else just because you could throw a football, but when you can't fucking chew your food and you gotta eat mashed potatoes and need assistance putting a spoon to your fucking mouth, you're gonna need those fucking science majors that you was siphoning all their funding for because you're demanding it just so you can step foot on that fucking field.
You know, I saw a funny joke by a Tennessee fan page today. They went to Chick-fil-A and went out of their way to ask for no Polynesian sauce. You don't have to mute when you're laughing. You could unmute me.
I had to hit it fast when I because that shit, I wasn't expecting that. Oh, bro, shit, man.
I saw that dude, that made me laugh.
Bro, talk about being specific. Holding a be grudge, petty. That's like beyond petty.
That one got me. But, that was so
I mean, but no, for real though, it's like, I don't know, the shit, I don't like the shit, man. I don't like it.
Neither do I. It was cool to start it with, but then they just got out of control.
It was gonna get it. Here's the thing, though. Yeah. Dude was already getting paid. They just now actually, I guess, publicly sanctioned it or whatever the fuck. Like, you know, all the shit's been happening.
It's legal now.
Yeah, it's just... But it's just, God, man, the arrogance with it, man. That's.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't got that much time.
One more honest question.
Wait, yeah.
Honest question. What's up? Where's the motivation to get to the NFL?
Exactly. I have the same question. No clue. If I make $4 million in my career and I'm smart with money, why do I need to go put my body on the line just to make more money when I can do it?
Here's the problem. Just being honest.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of these kids ain't gonna be smart with the money. As soon as they get their $4 million, they're gonna be like Carson Beck and having these expensive ass cars stolen.
Exactly. They're taking a communications degree.
Because what is the main thing that kids do when they get money these days?
Cars.
But not well. Besides spend the car, it. Spend it. But
spend it.
The key answer I was looking for was they post it.
Ah, yeah.
So now everybody knows.
Everybody knows. I'm watching it, putting my ski mask on. Drop the coordinates. Where are you? Which club are you going to be at?
Don't worry about the coordinates. They tag every place they go.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, listen, we have the same opinions on it, same values. It's cool when it started. Now it's getting out of control, and to hold out in college is crazy. That's crashing out. That's what that is. Now what? Now where do you go? You ain't gonna get your $8 million. No other SEC team's gonna say like, yeah, we'll give you $8 million to be our starting quarterback.
That's the thing. That's another thing also. You can't be doing this if you're a quarterback. Because the lineman that's protecting you is not getting the shit that you're getting. And you're doing this shit, and you need to be protected by them? Oh, hell no.
I just want to do a quick recap of Major League. I don't got that much time left. I have to go back and do something.
Why is Bregman the best hitter right now?
Oh, dude. It makes me so sad. So sad that he is the highest paying third baseman now. Good for him.
How do you think Devers feels seeing him rake right now? It's like the Red Sox front office is looking at Devers like this.
Yeah, you won a third base?
They're giving him that look like...
You see this? You see the white boy out there?
You see why
it's
we
white
pay
man's
him?
Part. You see...
Okay, longest yard.
I know. Yeah. White man has hit some baseball.
They're like, you see why we paid this fool $40 million? You see why we told you're not playing third no more?
Now grab the bat and then go back to the bench.
And shut the fuck up.
24 strikeouts. Get out of here.
Damn. Damn. Could have just ended it and just told him to shut the fuck up. Yeah. He didn't have to like...
I know.
You didn't have to remind
me. I just spat on him. Right there. I just spat on him. You give me the...
You know. Don't! No, leave that shit at 24. <No.
laughs> Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop. I'll
leave stop. That shit 24, please.
Let's move on to some surprising teams. Moral of the first topic, we miss Breggy. Breggy's doing great. Padres, what are the, I thought the Dodgers were going to be the hot early star, but it turns out it's the Padres. Is it Tatis? Is Tatis like living up to his name again? Is that what we're seeing? 348 batting average, 6 home runs, 14 RBIs, 425 on base percentage. He leads all hitting stats and team for his team. So he might be the guy. Manny Machado also over 300, 500 slugging. Baseball is a long season, right? We all know that. But it's always good to start off hot, right? And another team kind of coming out of nowhere, the Angels. The Los Angeles Angels.
They'll say.
Oh, yeah, they will, I'm sure. You know, Trout's doing good. Joe Adell's finally living up to the hype a little bit, like we mentioned before.
Man, imagine if all this was happening if they had some Japanese dude on their team.
Some guy that, like, was, like, top five pitcher, top five hitter. Like, imagine.
Like, the unicorn of baseball.
Yeah. Like, it's just some guy that wins the World Baseball Classic for them too, striking out Mike Trout. You know, I think they would be good if they had that guy, right? There's no chance.
Surely they put together a team.
Surely having the two greatest baseball players in this era, they would do good, right? I
mean, they have to. Like,
I mean, it makes sense.
Right. You play also in the richest city in the world.
Like, yeah.
I mean, come on now. I know they didn't fuck that up, right?
Oh, bad. Real bad. They did an awesome job drafting him 2018. Put him on the team. Awesome. Great. You brought the baseball world Shohei. Thank you. And you did nothing with him. Goes to the Dodgers one season, World Series. MVP again. 50-50 season.
You know what that is? That's the Dodgers making up for letting go of Yordan Alvarez.
That is. That's a big makeup. It's a big makeup.
Can you imagine if they had all of them on the team? Yordan, Altani, Mookie, Freddie.
So, okay, those four, put them 1-4. Mookie's one. Or Freeman.
No. Who Altani's leading off.
Do you have Otani leading off?
Otani is leading off. Mookie is hitting.
Damn.
Mookie's hitting second. Freddie is third, and Yordan is fourth.
Damn. I would put Shohei at third and move up a Mookie and Freddie.
The only reason why Shohei is leading off is because he's stealing on first pitch.
Yeah, and plus more at bats.
Every time Mookie is at the plate, he's going to have a runner on second base.
Minimum. That's true.
So
fast.
Yeah.
And don't even talk about Shohei's speed. The man is quick.
Gosh, man. The Dodgers are the modern day Yankees when they had Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. That's who the Dodgers are. So, and
yep.
How many World Series did those Yankees teams win?
So I'm a guess. I'm a pretty lot. Sure you know.
Well, I'm not gonna
14.
Probably should. I mean, there was only what, like 6-8 teams in the league at the time. that's who the Dodgers are today. And
yeah, they are.
You know,
they
just are. People, just get used to it. This is the biggest Dodger hater right here. Like, they're gonna win.
Say history repeats itself.
They're gonna win. They're gonna repeat this year. I mean, when you got the money and the resources, it's amazing what it can do for you. And
yeah, they somehow got better than last year. You know,
they're gonna win. Just hope for them to fuck themselves like they've done in the past. That's the only reason why they'll lose. Other than that, it's a wrap. Dodgers are going all the way. So
yeah.
Doesn't matter what the Padres are doing right now. They're going to lose to the Dodgers. They will be reminded that they are the little brother of Los Angeles.
Yep. Well, and then we'll end it on that.
And mainly because they don't deserve to win shit because of that corny-ass video that came out years ago. I'm still, like...
Oh, the Padres?
Yeah. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
like...
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we should end it there. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate y'all. This was a fun episode. We're back. Tune in to next time, because we're going to be doing a mock draft, and that's going to be very visual-based. So, and we're doing a whole first-round mock draft, all 32 teams. So tune in next time.
Let's just go ahead and just make it known that the Browns are going to fuck up. So, Cleveland, agreed. Don't bother tuning in.
Yep. You guys are going to ruin Travis Hunter's career. But tune in to the next time. See you later.